too many local businesses and small businesses rely on word of mouth to get more leads and more customers. And word of mouth marketing is awesome, okay? I mean, it's nothing speaks more highly about your business than someone flat out recommending it to someone, either at a dinner party or over social media or something like that. But the problem is that when you are beholden to these word of mouth referrals, it's a daunting sort of thing. You know, you wake up every day and you think to yourself, man, like, I really hope my customers recommend my business, because otherwise I got nothing else going on. And that's the case with so many small businesses. And then another thing small businesses do on occasion is, you know, they'll be contacted by their local magazine, like Baltimore's Best or something like that, or their local radio station or something like that. They're eventually, after they get enough of these calls, they're convinced to do some sort of ad on radio or a billboard or a little thing in a magazine or something like that. And it's $1,500 here and $1,000 there and $2,500 there. And, you know, it's a 3-month campaign and they're going to do this and that and yada, yada. And what's the result? Well, the result is, number one, no uptick in business, or very little at best. And number two, if there is a little uptick, there isn't even any definitive proof that it came from that particular campaign. It could have just been a coincidence, because there's zero way of telling what is the cause of that little uptick in business, if any. And that's not a good feeling. So, you know, throughout the year, you've got chunks of money just being completely wasted on BS advertising in these rinky-dink magazines that no one reads, or on billboards that are too expensive and you're not tracking. Or you're just doing word of, you know, you're just relying on referrals. And, you know, that makes growing a business nearly impossible. And, you know, because you can't predict how many people you're going to get as new clients, or how many people you're going to get walking through the door on that weekend that you're trying to sell a lot of your products, and make plans accordingly. So what do you do? Well, what you need to do is you need to come up with a way to essentially know that for every dollar you spend, you get X dollars, you know, 2X, 3X, 4X dollars in return. And there are ways to do that using digital marketing systems. Now, digital marketing as a phrase, as a concept, as an industry, has gotten a pretty bad reputation over the years, particularly for small business owners who, you know, are really cognizant of every single dollar that they spend, because, you know, you don't have endless funds like these huge companies. You have to, if you're going to spend $2,000 a month on something, you better know exactly how many dollars you make in return for that spend. So how is that done? Well, the good news is that with digital marketing, the reason digital marketing is so powerful is because of all of the things that TV, radio, and billboards can't do, and magazine ads can't do, okay? And that is huge, amazing granular tracking. You can actually slip tracking devices in people's pockets and follow them around the internet, okay? And then when they become a lead, either by calling or submitting a form on your website or something like that, you know exactly how much money it costs to get that to happen, okay? That's an incredibly powerful thing to be able to do. So digital marketing done right, when the actual tools that make digital marketing special are used, it's incredible what you can actually achieve. And it works for all types of businesses. It doesn't matter what kind of business you have. Because the bottom line is, in order to get people to use your services or buy your products, there's one thing you have to do, one single thing. And that is, you need to come up with a really good offer. You need to offer them something really good that they're going to want. And you need to then figure out how you're going to get that offer in front of them. And you could do it on TV. You could do it on radio. You could do it on a billboard. But that has a price. And usually it's exorbitantly expensive and a non-starter for a lot of small local businesses. But with Facebook and with Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, and with Google and YouTube, you can do it for a fraction of the price. You can get your message out to people for a fraction of the price. And unlike TV and radio, where you have to basically just carpet bomb an entire area and hope to God that your commercial plays in front of someone that actually needs your product or service, you can actually put into Facebook, Google, YouTube, targeting parameters. Now, Facebook and Instagram particularly, you can actually upload a list of all of your current clients, and you can tell Facebook a number of things to do with them. Number one, you can tell Facebook to target those exact people, okay? Because the best people to buy your services and products are people that have already bought them in the past. So you can make sure they see your stuff right now, immediately, every time they get on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow them around. Then you also want to tell Facebook and Instagram, you want to say, listen, here is a whole list of my current customers, and they're my perfect customers. I want you to find me people that are exactly like them and show my offers and my ads to them. So essentially what you can do is you can, you know, think about your perfect customers and how much you wish you could just have a bunch more people like that as your customers and clients. Well, you can. And Facebook can identify them and then show them whatever advertising you want to show them. Ideally, an amazing offer for your services and products. Now, when people engage with your business that way, and they see your video content and your ads and your offers, and then let's say they're going on to Google or a search engine to do some more research about what it is they're looking to buy. And then later that day, they go to a website because they're reading about the game this past Sunday. Well, your ad can show up on that website. So you're touching them again and again and again. You can be everywhere. And you can do it for such a small amount of money relative to how much it costs to run TV and radio and all this legacy media. It's just a no-brainer. And you can know exactly, down to the dollar, how much it costs to get a new client. So let me give you an example. I have roofing clients. Now, one of my roofing clients, he was my first roofing client, came to me and said, listen, I got two things I want to accomplish. Number one, I specialize in storm damage repair, insurance repair. And I need to, you know, and right now I'm sending out, you know, he says, I'm sending out flyers and stuff by mail to, you know, whole communities that I know have been hit with hail recently or have high winds or something like that. And that costs a good amount of money. It's not a small amount of money to send out these postcards. And then we get phone calls, and you know, I send my guys on, you know, the meetings to meet the homeowners and blah blah blah. You know, but it takes a lot of work sending out the postcards, and it costs money and blah blah blah. Is there any way I can get leads in other ways? So I said, let's find out. So we set up a system for generating his own unique storm damage and / insurance repair leads using Facebook and Instagram. And in some cases, he was getting leads for as low as $6 a lead. $6, you know? Even if it took 10 of those leads to get a single paying client, that's $60 to get a new client, a paying client. It's with about an average of $5,000+ return on investment. That's huge. So we really dialed in the storm damage repair leads for him. And then he said, you know what? It doesn't always storm. I can't base my whole business on storm damage repair. I need to start generating retail roofing leads. So just people who want a new roof for whatever reason, it's old or it's damaged or something like that. It wasn't necessarily storm damage, so insurance isn't going to pay for it necessarily. So I need to get more clients that are on like the retail roofing side. And I said, all right, let's figure this out. So we came up with an amazing offer, and then we targeted it appropriately, and we are able to bring him his own unique leads for retail roofing. And he gets anywhere from 5 to 10 new clients every week or two. This is business changing. This is life changing for this business owner who went from not knowing where the next job was going to come from to being able to turn on the spigot, so to speak, and know for certain that the phones are going to ring and that he's going to get form submissions on his website from real homeowners who really need his services and want to use him. So, that's such an amazing thing to be able to do. I have a, I work with lawyers as well. One of my law client, well, a couple of my law clients actually specialize in, or they have a part of their practice that does family law. So how do you generate leads for people who are looking to get advice on what to do about a divorce or to get a divorce or something like that? Well, we came up with a way using Facebook and Instagram to get out in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people in their service area. With content that educates about divorce. And the result is just unbelievable because when you educate people and when you provide a value like that, they immediately trust you because you've given them something. You've helped them already just by virtue of having watched your video. And then naturally, people will ask questions in the comments, which causes that content to show up in their friends' news feeds, and they private message the law firm to ask for consultations, and they're getting real business from this. And it doesn't cost thousands and thousands of dollars. If you were to run a commercial about your family law practice on TV, it would be tens of thousands of dollars a month. Not so with digital marketing. You can do it on a budget, and you can do it at a really high level, and the results are just unmatched. You can't because you have so much additional data that you just don't have with legacy media like TV and radio. Let's see what else. How about brick and mortar stores? I mean, how about stores who rely on foot traffic? It's not just phone calls and form submissions that they're after for leads. It's, they need people walking through the door and talking to them and buying their products in person. I have clients that have showrooms. I work with some high-end. Actually, not even that high. Well, high-end upholstery companies, and they sell furniture fabric, and they do window treatments and curtains and valances and custom furniture and all this type of stuff. All this interior design support type stuff, right? So, what they really want is they want people to walk through their door and say, "Hey, I just bought a house. I need to get shutters, or I want to get window treatments of some sort. I need to talk to a designer, or I want to, reupholster my sofa or something like that." And then this company or these companies that I work with have interior designers on staff who consult with the homeowner and, kind of help them pick what they should be using to decorate their windows or to black out their windows or something like that. But it really requires the person to come into the store, meet the designers, and then go from there, right? So how do you generate foot traffic for a retail store? That's the question. And the answer is for them in particular is multifaceted. For both of those stores that I work with, we use both Google Ads and Facebook and Instagram ads. For various reasons. And the results are huge. I mean, tons of phone calls, tons of form submissions, and tons of foot traffic. We run certain promotions and deals where that we do like a yard sale type of thing, and we distribute the details about the event and how long it's running for, and we use Facebook and Instagram to get it out in front of people who are in the market for this kind of stuff because Facebook knows. And if you know how to tell Facebook who you're looking to show your ads to, then they'll show it to those people. And so we use lookalike audiences and we use the Facebook Pixel, which is the tracking device that I was talking about. And it's just unbelievable what you can do with digital marketing when it's done right. And the problem is that it's just so often not done right because people don't know how to do these things. Or they're just lazy. It's probably because they don't know how to do it. Because it's not easy to do, it's not just clicking a bunch of buttons. It's not something a monkey could do. This has to be set up properly from a technical standpoint. And then you have to have the creativity to actually know what kind of content to produce and what kind of offers are going to get the best response from your perfect customers and how to get in front of those people. So that's what we do. That's what I do. I love helping businesses get more business. So if you are a small business owner, or if you work for a small business and you are interested in learning about how I can help you, I would love to talk to you. We can talk over the phone. We can meet in person if you're in the Baltimore area. So get in touch. My name is Michael Mignogna. The best way to reach me is just to go to mignogna.com. That's M as in Mary, I, N as in Nancy, Y-O, N as in Nancy, A as in apple.com, MINYONA.com. And you can call me, you can submit a form. I have a survey on there. It'll ask you for some information about your business. The more detail you give, the more I'll be able to help you, and the more I'll be able to know if I can even help you. And if I can't, I'll tell you. But if I can, I'll definitely tell you, because I love helping small businesses. It is my favorite thing to do. So click the website. If you're seeing this on Facebook, it's probably down below. If you're seeing this on YouTube, it's probably down in the description. If you're looking, actually, if you're watching this, I may have put it on a web page on my website. I think I'm actually going to put it on the How I Can Help Your Small Business page on the website. So if you're watching this and you've made it this far in the video, you might be on the How I Can Help You page. And you should, if that's the case, you should scroll down and fill out that survey, because I'd love to help you. So that is all. As you can see, this video was, totally raw, uncut. I didn't do any high production value, but you're still watching. And it's interesting because it's real. And that's one of the many things you'll learn if you work with me. And it's one of the many strategies we will use to get people to be receptive to what it is that you have to offer. So that is all I've got for you right now. Fill out that survey, go to my website. If you're already here, scroll down, fill out that survey, or I might even put a button down there that you can click, and that'll scroll you down automatically. So look out for that. It'll probably be green or orange or something like that. But anyway, that's it. Thank you so much for watching this, and I hope your small business explodes into a bigger business.